Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is May 22nd, 2009, day 119. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding the porn that's plagued me for years in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me in this adventure of ridding ourselves of the porn in our lives for good. Hello again. Today I wanted to talk to you about something that's been weighing on my heart. I hope you guys are doing well before we get going here, and I hope this is an encouragement to you, as it is to me. It actually helps me think about, you know, what I'm doing day to day, that I have a little bit of accountability to you guys. I'm no pastor, but as a, maybe someone that's going through the same thing and in thinking about how to deal with this problem in our lives with the pornography. So today I have a verse that I talked about a few podcasts ago. It's just been weighing really heavily on me. It's in Ephesians 5:3, and it's kind of heavy because I part of it later on talks about, you know, don't even talk about things that are evil or distasteful to God. That, you know, today's culture is so different than it was, you know, even 10 years ago, that it's really hard to think that, you know, 10 years ago, I was, you know, out of high school a little bit, actually about 13 years ago. But, you know, 10 years ago, I'm out of high school. Pornography was not something that that people dealt with as much, because not as many people were on broadband internet. Not as many people were, if they were on the internet, they were on like AOL and, you know, on dial up. And it was just not as open. It wasn't the norm. As people changed and shifted that to broadband, to everyone's got internet. Now I'm not saying magazines weren't ever a problem. There were problems years ago, but it wasn't as easily accessible to everybody as it is now. I mean, now you can go on your iPhone, your BlackBerry, whatever you have on the internet, and you can look at porn all day long if you wanted to, wirelessly, with no internet connection and no accountability to anybody but God, which is ultimately who matters the most here. But, I mean, really, you were just free to do whatever. So, you know, that's the obvious about everything, but it's just amazing to think how far we've come in so little time, that we're degrading morally as a society. And it's really difficult from day to day just to pull yourself out of that, turn around and look and see what really is going on and who we need to be as Christians to get our life, you know, straight and right with God. So let me just read Ephesians 3. 5:3, and we'll go from there. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. So right there in verse 3, I mean, that's a given. Most of us probably already know that, you know, let there be no sexual immorality, pornography, lust, you know, sleeping outside of marriage with a woman, guy, woman, whatever, you know, affairs, so on, that encompasses everything. And again, this is the New Living Translation, so yours might say something slightly different, but it's all basically the same thing. So let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed. Greed can be more than just money. It can be women, or, you know, any number of things that you don't have that you have to have just because you want it. So here's the part that kind of sticks out to me. Verse 4, obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes. These are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. And for me, obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes encompass my day at work. That's the norm for everybody, including myself here. I participate, and I'm really trying to pull myself out of that. You know, at home and in my own time, that's where pornography comes in. But outside of that, there's things that pornography makes you think, and this is part of it. It's really difficult to pull yourself away from that, and just to think that just the thought of, you know, speaking this way, they're not for God's people. And the part that stood out to me is, okay, so these aren't for me. We kind of already know that. You know, we need to be pure. It's really difficult, and God can help us. But verse 5 says, you can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Like I mentioned before, your greed and lust for things, women, men, whatever, your greed or lust for that blocks you from the ultimate goal of going to heaven. I didn't write it. It's right there. And unfortunately, it's a hard-hitting truth. And, you know, within those things are those obscene stories, those that foolish talk and coarse jokes. And, you know, there's more to it. And, you know, where we shouldn't talk about those sort of things, those shouldn't even be on our lips. There's more and more we could go on to, but it's really that sort of thing right there stands out to me because that's what I deal with day in and day out. You come to the workplace, school, wherever you're at. That's how people talk nowadays. If you're comfortable with the group around you, it's very few and far between. I mean, even at church, I've come into those sort of jokes. And the Bible says, don't let us be a part of that. We are not to be that way. Obviously, I deal with it. It's not easy, and I'm far from perfect, and I know that every one of you has dealt with it at some point in your life, or daily, or whatever. Mine is daily, so, you know, we really need to push ourselves away from that. The best way to do that is keep our focus in the Word of God in prayer, and try to surround ourselves with people that are aware of the same issues when we can, and talk to them about it, and as hard as it is not to be a part of something, at least for most people, to not be a part of something is very difficult. And to not be a part of, you know, a funny joke or conversation is tough. At least it is for me. And if it's not for you, great. But for myself, it's pretty hard. So just, you know, I really don't have anything more to say other than that's kind of, you know, really sinking in as I've talked to you about this. You know, there's this goes on and on in Ephesians and says, you know, don't participate, don't be a part of, don't even talk about those things that you know, are displeasing to God, and that's really difficult. And here it is in verse, if you want to look it up, Ephesians 5, pretty much from 1 to 14, 15. But this is Ephesians 5:12. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. That those shameful things we do in secret are pornography. It's even shameful to talk about us doing the things we're trying to get away from. Today, we don't see that as shameful, and that kind of stuck out because it's the norm. Everybody I talk to talks about it, at least at work. It's kind of an open thing. I can tell you a quick story. Actually, there's a guy, I work in the telecom computer business, and I'm helping one guy that's never, ever used, he hadn't used a computer till probably, I don't know, 3 months or 6 months ago. Now he's got a laptop. And the crazy thing is the first thing he's done, he's looked at porn on it. He's got it on his desktop. It's his wallpaper. And it's kind of strange because he's in his 60s. and it's old, from like early 1900s stuff, but still, I mean, it's half naked people, and I really can't help him anymore, just because I've continued to help him, but I really have to push that stuff aside, and it's tough for me just to, you know, say I can't look at that. That's not for my eyes. And you know, it's so ingrained in our culture today to just look at this crap that, you know, maybe not where you're at, but where I am, it's the norm. So, you know, and the people that say they don't look at it, they're probably not telling the truth. And unfortunately, it's really unfortunate that that's the norm today, that, you know, the statistic is actually over 50% in church admit they deal with it on a regular basis. That's just those that admit it. So can you imagine in the real world what those numbers are? Much higher than that. So that's why I'm here and, you know, trying to quit myself. I need to stay away from it for good. And hopefully this helps you too. So I'm working on the website. I have myself and another person that actually it's their ministry to help others do this. Helpmequitporn.com. And we're working on that site. So it's not only statistics, that sort of thing. It's going to be a discussion forum where we can talk about it anonymously. You can set it up anonymously. You can log in, whatever you want to do, so that you can talk about, hey, I have this issue. What do you think? Or how can we help each other? Or, hey, I'm doing good. You know, whatever. That's part of it that's a little bit different from other sites. It's going to offer some more stuff like that. But the idea is that we can get out of this together, not to condemn you. You know, basically God already has done that if we don't get out of it. I don't need to do that. We need to help each other out of this and pick each other up when we fall and keep moving forward. So I want to help you. I want you guys to help me, and we'll move through this together. If you have any ideas that you haven't seen anywhere else, or you just want to talk about it, or maybe you want to even get involved with it once it's up, just shoot me an email at helpmequitporn@gmail.com, and we can talk about it anonymously or whatever, and we'll go from there. So anyway, let's say a quick word of prayer. I know this has been a really long podcast compared to what we normally have, but I just had a lot on my heart I thought we needed to talk about. So let's do that and move on from here. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to focus on your word and what you say is right so that we can turn our ways back towards you. We ask that you would help us continue to come to you during our times of temptation, during the times we really aren't thinking of you, that you would be ever present in our minds so that we might walk the straight and narrow and the path straight to where we need to be in our lives. We ask that you would continually move through us as Christians, that we would have the strength via the Holy Spirit, Lord, to move past this, to get this out of our lives, and to think more purely, and that you would actually change our hearts so that we could focus on you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you next time.